During a recent debate in Rutland between the two major party candidates for Vermont governor, Charles Laramie shouted from the audience his frustration about the exclusion of minor party candidates from that and other forums. He was subsequently escorted out of the theater. Laramie is a U.S. Navy and Air National Guard veteran, retired teacher, and independent candidate for Vermont governor. He says he entered the race because he believes state leaders are not acknowledging problems or creating real solutions.
I had met with Governor Scott on April 5th. I had written a letter back on November 4th saying I could no longer teach. And that created a lot of controversy, a lot more than I thought it would. All of a sudden, superintendents were responding to it. They didn't agree with what I wrote. A lot of people around the state and other states were responding to it. Most were in favor of what I had written. And then I ended up, as a result, speaking with Governor Scott in his office on April 5th in regards to it, because it kind of steamrolled. It went all winter. And I explained to him, you know, what the problems were with the school, what really to start correcting education and making it better, what we needed to do. And, you know, about a month later, he was still talking the same things. And so at that point in time, I just decided if I was going to, because I was leaving education, and if I was going to try and create some change, then I was going to have to take part. And I had spoke to the Secretary of Education. I had spoken to members of Scott's administration, other than Phil himself. And, you know, they just didn't have time for you. They didn't want to hear it.
Have you ever held elective office before?
No.
So what kind of skills do you have that would allow you to lead the state and work with legislators?
Well, of course, 25 years in the classroom working with teachers, teaching public speaking, being able to, then of course I've had military service, Army or Navy and Air Force, and, you know, I grew up in Vermont, so I think a lot of this is common sense, and we have to be able to compromise. And we have two parties right now who they have their platform, and that's what they go by, and that's it. And so there's no middle road. And this is where the problems are, and this is where we need to be able to talk. And actually, I have a bachelor's degree in journalism, and I think from everything I've written and the way I'm able to communicate that I can bridge this gap.
Charles Laramie, on your website, you list key issues, and the first one is education. And you mentioned that's the key reason why you started running. You decided you couldn't teach anymore. Why did you decide you had to leave teaching, and what were you trying to explain to state leaders was wrong?
See, they want to keep talking about Act 46. They keep wanting to talk about the money in education, and they keep wanting to talk about proficiency grading and how that's all going to change education. And this is what I was trying to explain to them. That is not where the problems lie. The problems lie in the hallways, in the classrooms, in the toxic environment we have. We have too many kids in the schools today who are causing too many disruptions, and teachers can't teach. And so students who are coming to school who want an education are unable to get the education they want because teachers are too busy putting out fires. So what I want to do, first of all, is just like France just did this past week, eliminate the cell phones and the iPads in the school. They have to go. And the students are going to thank us for that about a month later because they're going to realize how freeing that's been for them. And administrators are going to have to enforce school policies. Now, I know this sounds like, well, you know, these aren't big things, but they're not, but they are at the same time, because they are the major problem to our students being able to learn, and we have to have control of the classroom, or you just can't teach. And therefore, our students are leaving school. Vermont has an 86.7 graduation rate. In reality, it's about 60%. The others were just passing. We're just giving them a diploma. They haven't earned it. They don't have the skills, but we need to move them along. So they just graduate. And now they're out in the workforce, but they don't have the skills to work. So we need to correct that. So I want to put internships for students once they reach the 10th grade. We have internships for students in local businesses. And also, we would have an individualized curriculum. Students coming into high school right now, they all have to take 3 years of math. They have to take 4 years of science. They have to. We can't do that for all kids. Some kids, they just don't have the, they don't want to, and they're not adapted enough to be able to do 3 years of math, to do intro to algebra, to do calculus. So we want to have them taking classes that are going to help them gain the skills they need in the workforce. The other kids who want to take 4 years of math, great. That's even better for them, because they'll be in class with kids who are really good at math, and the teacher will be able to really take them further. So those are some things we need to focus on.
Charles Laramie, a lot of people seem to focus on cost efficiency. Are the initiatives you're talking about cost effective?
Well, this proficiency grading is not cost effective. It costs, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars we're spending training teachers, and I went through a year of it, and at the end of it, everybody's teachers are asking, does anybody get what they're talking about? Nobody understands it. Teachers are afraid to speak out. If they speak out, they'll lose their job, and they know that. So they just go along. And cost-effective that you're talking, in Vermont, we have 162 supervisory unions. People are always amazed when I tell them this. And we have 251 towns. Okay? So that's one supervisory union for every 1.5 towns. Now, Phil Scott and Ms. Hollisworth, they don't talk about this. They don't talk about anything with education, because they just don't understand it. If we were to go to 50 supervisory unions for every one for every 5 towns, we would save roughly $115 and $120 million right off the top. Because each supervisory union costs upwards of $1 million to run per year. And we just don't need those. It's all administration, and it's all people who are making six-figure salaries, and they're entwined with the people in Montpelier. So it's the good old boy network. Nobody wants to put them out because they know them and they have good jobs. Those jobs aren't necessary, and we need to end that. And that's what the Vermont people want.
Moving to one of the other issues that you list on your website, Charles Laramie, in The Economy, you state you support a $15 minimum wage?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I get flagged from people both pro and con on that. I mean, there's Keith Stern. He ran against Governor Scott in the primary. And he told me last night, he said, Chuck, if you can drop that $15 minimum wage, you have my full support. But he's a business owner, and he said, I can't afford that. But Vermonters can't afford not to have it. With our economy, Governor Scott again and Ms. Hollisworth have never brought it up in either of their debates yet. Our economy, the per capita income in Vermont is $25,000 to $30,000. And actually, Governor Scott's deputy of Secretary of Education, wrote an article, and I answered it, and it came out in the Herald on Thursday morning after the debate. She said we have, Vermont has one of the strongest economies and one of the best school systems in the country. Both of those are lies. It's just like 25 to 30,000 per capita income, and you want to say we have a strong economy. Our economy is in the, it's in the trenches. People can't survive on that. I was making $10 or $11 an hour in the 80s. And it was okay because, you know, gas was $1.20 a gallon. Consumer prices were equitable. But today, people are still making only a couple more dollars, and in some cases, not any more than I was making. And prices have skyrocketed. And so a lot of small businesses say, well, we can't do the $15 minimum wage until profits go up. Well, profits have gone up way up. And they still don't want to pay. So that's a mute argument when people say, well, $15 an hour will drive people out. When does it get to that? I mean, really, you can't live on $15 an hour. You can't live on $25 in Vermont. I was talking to a girl the other day, rent for a bad two-bedroom apartment in Burlington is over $1,300 a month. So Vermonters are being asked to pay these exorbitant prices on lousy wages, and everybody thinks, well, it's okay if it's not okay. We need a livable wage.
And on health care, your website says you support a universal health care plan. Would that be Medicare for all, or are you looking at an alternate plan?
Well, I put that down, and I would be willing to do that, but I'm also willing to, because people talk about it, sit down, let everybody sit down, and we'll come up with a plan that works. And if part of that is at least all children up until 18, they're covered under a Medicare program, then that's fine. And then we'll work something out for the adults. But children have to be covered, right? I tell people a healthy child is as important to good education as reading and writing is. I mean, people have to be able to have their children in, even for preventative care, in the beginning, so things don't progress or get worse for kids. That, we need to have healthy children, and they need to be able to have preventative care and see doctors. And I want to at least ensure all our children are covered.
Charles Laramie, you are running as an independent candidate for Vermont governor. Why did you decide to run as an independent?
I really haven't liked the two-party system in a long time, and it's getting worse, and it's just polarization. And if I run as a Republican, for instance, I have to do what Governor Scott says. I have to say no $15 minimum wage because that's his party's platform. He has no choice but to say that. He can't go on his own. Ms. Hollingsworth, she says we're going to do the $15 livable wage because her party's platform says that. She also says I'm going to institute a carbon tax because the Democratic platform says she has to. Well, as soon as you institute the carbon tax, there goes the $15 livable wage. So the Democrats, they're telling the people here, we're going to give you this, but don't pay attention to the carbon tax that's going to take that away and probably more because, we're after the environment. We want to save the environment. And Vermonters can't afford another tax. They really can't. I mean, I don't even know how people get by now. I mean, most people are just, they're working three jobs, they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're just hoping they can pay the next bill and nothing. The car isn't going to go down on them, or the furnace isn't going to blow up and stop working and we need a new furnace. You know, they're just waiting for the next thing to happen. And it's just a terrible way to live. And I think Forbes says in the next 5 years, Vermont's one of the top states that's going to have the worst economy. So we're headed in the wrong direction. And, you know, the media, they don't apparently seem to care because the only two they allow in the debate is Scott and Hallquist. And so they're even disenfranchising the Vermont voter because they're not giving the Vermont voter a chance to see everybody and then make an informed decision. So well, these two people we have running they're both bad for Vermont. I mean, and I have to tell you, like, I was in Brattleboro yesterday, and people were saying, oh, you were the guy on the news who interrupted the debate. And, you know, I said I was. And other people were saying, oh, it's good to put the name with the face now. So a lot of people in Vermont are looking for somebody. They don't, it's almost like the Trump-Hillary Clinton presidency. I mean, nobody wants either one of them. And it's the same case here in Vermont. Nobody wants either one of these candidates, and they're looking for somebody. And when they meet me, I'm surprised the smile I see on people's faces. It's like, oh, there's somebody else out there running. And, you know, I've been doing as much as I can to get the name out and talk to people and, you know, really talk about the issue.
Charles Laramie, is the biggest challenge running as an independent trying to get the media attention and getting into the debates, or are you having other problems?
Well, yeah, raising money is hard because, you know, people don't know about you and they don't want to take a chance because a lot of people, you know, they're under that illusion that a vote for Laramie is a vote for Hallquist or a vote for Laramie is a vote for Scott. Rather than just, you know, if we vote for Laramie, then we'll get Laramie and we can start to change things here. Because we can't continue to go the way we're going. And the progressives, I mean, they really want to, like right now, I think they're only two votes away from having the majority where they would just be able to override every veto. And if they do that, we're going to get a carbon tax, and that's really going to knock so many Vermonters out of it, you know, because they'll do the $15 livable wage, but then they'll institute the carbon tax, and you know, we'll just get clobbered. And now the media seems to be, you know, right in cahoots with all this by allowing these debates and shutting everybody else out.
Seven candidates are running for Vermont governor, according to the Secretary of State's office. Independents Charles Laramie, Chris Erickson, and Trevor Barlow, Democrat Christine Hallquist, Republican Phil Scott, the Liberty Union Party's Emily Payton, and the Earth Rights Party's Stephen Marks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.